Country Bob FM.
Neil, I just looked back at the thermostat here in the studio. It says 79. Is that a little on the warm side?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I heard there was some thermostat issues there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that seems warm.
And I'm okay.
Are
it's
you?
Not that bad. No, I'm not overheating. I have I have great internal temperature regulation abilities. It might
is
even
that a
be
a skill you can develop, you're just born with it.
It might actually be a superhero strength power, superpower is being able to do that. I don't know how that would help me fight crime, but you never know.
Well, I'm sure we can figure it out.
Today is Wednesday, April 9th, 99th day. We've almost reached 100. This day, Neil, you are our Wild West correspondent and aficionado.
Right.
Famed outlaw Billy the Kid, convicted of murder for the killing of a New Mexico sheriff. Do you know who that sheriff was, Neil?
I don't.
No.
I don't remember.
The trial lasted only one day. It was a quick trial.
Right. Yeah. But he wasn't done yet. I think he killed he might have killed a deputy when he escaped.
Well, he was sentenced to hang, but he managed to escape.
Yep.
But was shot dead later by another sheriff. You know that one.
Oh, yeah. That's Pat Garrett.
Pat Garrett, shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Big casino, as they called him in
Chisholm. So, Billy the Kid. And what is his real name?
Because William H. Bonney.
Bonney, that's right. Because it's funny here because how they wrote it, my staff, they said they usually use Kid as his last name. Obviously, they're
right.
Not. They're smarter
middle
than your staff.
The.
Yeah, yeah. The trial lasted one day, and Kid was sentenced to hang. Kid. It's like you're talking about Kid Rock.
Mr. Kid.
Germany invaded Norway. Norway thought they were neutral. Germany decided, no, you're not neutral. You can't be neutral. You can't be neutral once you're invaded.
Well, no, and if you bordered Germany, you weren't neutral.
No, certainly not. The attack was a surprise to the neutral country and its British defenders. Invasion put several key strategic points under Nazi control on the Scandinavian Peninsula back this date in 1940. Back in 59, America's first astronauts were introduced to the American people. They were several familiar names. I'm going to ask my phone. Who were the first astronauts announced in 1959? Some names that you recognize, other names that you won't recognize. Certainly John Glenn.
Glenn, yep.
Gus Grisham.
Oh, yeah.
Wally Shearer. Alan Shepard. The ones that you may not recognize, unless you're a big NASA and astronaut fan. Scott Carpenter. Gordon Cooper. Hanging with Gordon Cooper. And Deke Slayton.
Hmm.
Mercury
yeah.
7. It was the Mercury,
the Mercury
program.
Before Apollo, yeah.
Yes, this was the Mercury. We just wanted to get somebody up there. We had to beat the Russians. We didn't. They beat us. But I think it was more quality over quantity, or quality over being the first one, I believe, at least.
Yeah.
Plus, they named their Sputnik. I mean, what kind of name is that? What does that even mean?
No,
did I tell you that one day I was driving on 94, might have been going up to Grand Forks, and, potatoes are huge. That's why it's the Moorhead Spuds, Neil.
Correct.
The potato crops and raising of potatoes, the harvesting of potatoes, the selling of potatoes, big thing in northwestern Minnesota and into the Dakotas. There was a truck that was driving alongside, and I passed it, and the name of the company was Spudnik.
S-P-U-D.
Spudnik, yes.
Nice.
I don't know if it was under Russian control, but I thought that was a clever name.
Good play, yes.
How about 1980 this date?
He's one of country music's biggest icons and winner of 3 Grammys.
Come on, kid.
Kenny Rogers is the gambler.
I'm a gambler. It's fellas like you that give gambling a bad name.
A professional poker player whose passion takes him on an adventurous journey across the Midwest.
Winner takes all.
Catch the great...
Yeah, exactly. Kenny Rogers, the gambler, his made-for-TV movie debuted on CBS. Bruce Boxleitner...
was the kid, right?
Yes. So, the gambler, 1980. Then it was Morgan Fairchild. Yep. I don't know if she was in the first one, or was she... because Reba then came on a little bit later and kind of took over that role. But that wasn't a bad choice by Kenny. If Kenny had the choice, Morgan Fairchild.
I would have said do that. Yeah.
My wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. Morgan Fairchild. The Gambler debuted in 1980. And then in 81, we had another debut.
The ingredients of a successful marriage. Garlic.
It's in there.
Little bits of real herbs and onions for that homemade taste.
Pop, look, it's in there.
And you need...
Love, huh?
It's in there.
100% natural Prego spaghetti sauce. Homemade taste. It's in there.
Prego, it's in there. Introduced by Campbell's Soup Company this day, 1981. Up to that point, it was all Ragu. Ragu dominated the prepackaged and jarred spaghetti sauce market. And then Campbell says, we got to come up with our own. And I'm going to be honest, you know, we were a Ragu family up to that point. But once Prego came out, it was a game changer. Game over, basically. It was thicker. It was better. There were more seasonings. It was just better than Ragu. Sorry, Ragu. I know it's a spicy meatball, but it's a spicy meatball, but you needed to work on your sauce. I'd say Ragu without competition. They just got lazy.
I think so. They just kind of mailed it in.
It's basically
Prego.
Ketchup.
Yeah, we were the same way, and I was a Ragu guy, but then Prego. I've been Prego ever since.
Yeah. Ragu was basically just tomato sauce with a little water. Compared to Prego, at least.
Yeah, Prego put some effort into it.
We're moving on to birthdays.
Oh, John Boy, everybody has a secret part of themselves, place where all their dreams live. Of course, I sometimes wonder what big cities are like or what it would be like to wear store-bought clothes instead of making them. But if I had all that, I wouldn't have all of you.
There she is, Olivia Walton, Ma Walton, Michael Learned. Happy birthday to her today, 86 today.
How
for
was
Michael
she not
Learned.
On my list?
That what? Your just... staff forgot Olivia from the Waltons? Wasn't she in Gunsmoke? Didn't she have an affair with Marshall Dillon?
Yes, she
did
fathered
she become,
his child.
I was going to say, she became with child, did she not?
Yes, in Matt's love story. Huh. He got amnesia, you know. He was grazed by a bullet by...
Well, at least he didn't forget how to do that.
Right, by, you know, who else but Victor French.
Good.
So Michael Learned, that's awesome. Yeah, she was great. And then returned in a couple of the made-for-TV Gunsmoke movies before they killed her off.
She needed the money. Walton's was done.
Right.
How about Dennis Quaid?
John here has been a friend of me when most men would not. Dave Rudabaugh is an ignorant scoundrel. I disapprove of his very existence. I considered ending it myself on several occasions, but self-control got the better of me.
We just had this discussion. Who was the better Doc Holliday, Val Kilmer or Dennis Quaid? Both very good. Now, that's from the Wyatt Earp movie, right?
Yes,
that was Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. So does his Doc Holliday have the same great lines as Van, because you're the expert, as Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday in Tombstone, like, I'm your Huckleberry, or Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave, that kind of stuff?
Right. Oh, for sure.
They had lines that in there?
They were both so well done.
But not
Wyatt
those exact
and the
lines.
Other one was Tombstone, of course.
Right, Tombstone was Val Kilmer, as I mentioned. Now,
yep.
But those weren't... The Dennis Quaid Doc Holliday didn't have those exact same quotes.
No, they were different.
That's good.
They came out, you know, relatively close to each other, it seemed like, in time, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, they were both good. Kurt Russell was great.
So, Dennis Quaid today is 71. Sex and the City.
It's
not in the city. That means they could go to the suburbs and do it.
Right.
That's why the title is And the City. Cynthia Nixon. She was the red-haired lady. Yep. Kristen Davis. And your Cynthia Nixon. And what's her name?
Girls.
Yeah, what's her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
So Cynthia Nixon is 59. Of course, the intro starts with that HBO intro, which gets me excited because it makes me feel like I'm watching Game of Thrones. Right. Anytime you binge an HBO show, whether it's Sopranos or Game of Thrones or any other shows, you get that sound. You know the one I'm talking about. You heard the one at the beginning with the kind of the static and everything. Yeah. That's Cynthia Nixon's Sex and the City is 59.
Rudy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Speaking as a woman, if you were married, would you go to Boston without your husband?
No, but I'm not a woman.
Yes, you are, just like I'm a man.
You're no man, you're bud.
If you were married to me, would you go to Boston?
First of all, I'm not going to marry you.
You would if I told you to.
No, I wouldn't. You have to earn my love.
She was Rudy Huxtable. People loved her. Keisha Knight Pulliam and her friend Bud.
Right.
Believe it or not, Rudy Huxtable is 46 today, Neil.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're impossibly fast and strong. Your skin is pale white and ice cold. Your eyes change color. And sometimes you speak like you're from a different time.
That's how you were described when you played basketball, right? It's Kristen Stewart. She knows what's-his-face is a vampire, and she ends up wanting to be a... You know, most of those vampire movies, you try to avoid to become a vampire. She wanted to become one.
Mm. Well, different theory on it.
That's the Twilight.
It worked out pretty good.
The Twilight movies. 35 for Kristen Stewart here today. Oh, I mentioned Game of Thrones, did I not?
All hail Bran the Broken. First of his name, King of the Andals and the First Men. Lord of the Six Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm.
All hail Bran the Broken.
Bran the Broken. He fell out of the tower, and he saw something he wasn't supposed to see. And they tried to cover it up, basically, the entire program, the 8 seasons or whatever it was. He was the young man at the end from House Stark that became the king of the 8, whatever it was, Westeros on Game of Thrones. Isaac Hempstead Wright. That, of course, Peter Dinklage introducing Bran Stark as the new king.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Dinklage, who played Tyrion Lannister, who was the king's hand, Neil.
Okay.
That's a good gig. Have you been that?
The King's Hand?
Right. If you make mistakes, you might end up your head rolling down the street. But if you do all the right things, it could be a good gig for a long time.
Yeah.
Rapper of the day is Lil Nas X.
Okay.
He's the one who did the song with, if you want to call it a song, because there is some singing with it with Billy Ray. Billy Ray Cyrus,
yeah,
Old Town Road.
Lil Nas X.
26 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We got a nice list here. We're going to start with Ward Bond. Ward Bond, one of John Wayne's best friends in real life, and he was in a lot of John Wayne movies and several other great flicks, 1903.
Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill are you yelling for, George?
Sam Hill.
Yeah, I love
you're yelling for there, George. Of course,
Bert,
there's from
me?
It's a Wonderful Life.
You know
yeah, that's where we get Bert and Ernie from. Right?
Yes,
wasn't
we do.
Ernie
yeah.
Was it Ernie
yes.
the taxi driver
yeah,
or Bert was the cop?
Yeah, it was one or the other or both. Ward Bond there, of course, also had a starring role in Wagon Train, the TV Western, before he died. He died very young in his early 50s. I believe he had lung cancer. But anyway, Ward Bond, 1903, gave us a Playboy magazine. Hugh Hefner, 1926.
Stoli, thanks. Didn't recognize you without your pajamas.
Well, I'm not usually the suit and tie type.
Suits, ties, shoes, pants. Hey, I've earned the right to be comfortable.
Don't forget I started with nothing but $1,000 loan from Mom.
But now look at you. I guess. But deep down, I'm just a guy like everyone else. Looking for love. Love. Really?
Would you?
There is. The man, Hugh Hefner, and he was born on this day in 1926. 6 years later, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, not afraid to put on some blue suede shoes, I believe, Carl Perkins.
Did he invent rockabilly? He was certainly there in the very beginning of the whole rockabilly thing.
But don't you step on my blue suede shoes. thing, but they offer my blue suede shoe.
One of the million-dollar quartet, right? Carl
yes.
Perkins, born on this day, the year 1932. Same year, Wild Kingdom, he had the tougher job, the tougher assignments, it appeared. Jim Fowler.
Condors lived there in abundance and roosted in the crevices of the rocky cliffs. My plan was to descend to a ledge in a crevice to capture a condor.
So while he's rappelling down a ledge up mm-hmm. above an area that if he falls, he dies just to get a condor, you got Marlon Perkins. He's back out there eating fried chicken in the trailer.
Right.
Maybe it was condor. I don't know. Maybe is that why he sent him down? Hey, Jim.
Tastes like chicken.
Hey, Jim, I want some fried condor. Would you rappel down the cliff and get me some and then go over and get me some cornflake crumbs for batter and make an egg wash for me, too, would you?
Right. Or if you know the recipe with 11 herbs and spices, I'm sure that would have been good on condor. Well, Jim Fowler there, 1932. One half of the comedy team, Burns and Shriver. Avery Schreiber, born on this day, 1935.
Everything's perfect, Maurice.
If you're fussy about your sour cream and onion dip, you'll really love our latest flavor. Sour cream and onion flavored Doritos brand tortilla chips.
Do you remember sour cream and onion Doritos? I do not.
I don't either.
No.
I was just going to say, I thought they were going to be potato chips.
No.
And then he said Doritos.
Yeah, he was the guy in all the Doritos commercials, yeah, late 70s, early 80s. He was doing the crunching.
It's the crunch, yeah. So anyway, Avery Schreiber there, born on this day, 1935. And one more fine golfer, Severino Ballesteros, was born on this day in 1957. The great Spaniard, nobody scrambled out of trouble like Seve. And a Masters champion as we're on the eve of the Masters beginning.
Yes.
So very timely for Seve Ballesteros. Born on this day, 1957. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You're upset that your staff didn't mention Michael Learned, even though they don't do living birthdays. Got a couple of country singers that I think you're going to even be more upset Uh-oh. About here today.
I know where love lives.
No,
that's right.
1953, lost him 5 years ago.
She's sitting on the back step in the evening air.
And this lady here, she had back-to-back number ones in the 1970s.
Don't break the heart.
Margot Smith. We just lost her last year, so we might give your staff a little leeway here, a little benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, not really, but yeah.
Don't break the heart.
It only hurts for a little while was her other number one hit. She's a champion yodeler, too. Yodels better than anybody.
Well,
maybe better than Eddie Arnold or Leanne
Rimes. Yeah.
We got a guy who calls in and requests songs. He says he personally knew
Margot
Smith. Huh. He's the one who alerted me to when she passed away last year.
Okay.
We appreciate that kind of help and contributions to the Bob Almanac. And now
they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Can you get going here with I Take My Chances, Mary Chapin Carpenter? Yeah, you can also go with Summer Wind by the Desert Rose Band or Wynonna. She's hit rock bottom.
Gotta be our Desert Rose Band day here.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albert, KDDG, HD1, Albany.